Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. You can join in the conversation. Call us 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm going to read you this quote here. It brings up an interesting fight debate online on Twitter. And I kind of wanted to also roll this into pretty much the question of what's the hardest job that you've ever had. But this viral tweet said, quote, "No billionaire has ever worked harder than anyone that cleans toilets for a living." So billionaire, I mean, maybe you could have inherited money, but I assume you had to work somehow, right? Like Jeff Bezos, he may not be if his wife takes all of his money, but he's a billionaire. I mean, he's one of the richest people.
He started in his garage.
Yeah, so, I mean, I assume he worked hard. Now, don't get me wrong, I've never, like, been a janitor and cleaned toilets. That's hard work. I totally get that. But I don't think if somebody is a millionaire or billionaire in all cases, that doesn't mean they didn't bust their butt either.
I just feel like this entire tweet that now has gone viral is so void of any logic. Like, of course, if somebody's a billionaire, they only got there because they worked hard. That doesn't make any sense. You can have a hard job, whether it's blue collar labor or white collar labor. Think about scrubbing toilets and you know, or construction jobs or plumbing or whatever it is. Like, those are all hard work. Everybody works hard. But then doctors and stuff, like, that's a white collar job, but they still work hard too. Think about all the hours they are away from their family.
Think of being a surgeon.
The stress of being accurate and having to tell people you're dying. I mean, there's like all of these different jobs. There is hard work involved. I don't understand the demonization of success by saying like, oh, you're a billionaire. You didn't work as hard as somebody that scrubbed toilets.
Pork Chop,
no way you got to be a billionaire if you didn't work hard.
Pork Chop thinks that he has the hardest job, and that's producing the Joe and Alex Show.
He does have the hardest job.
I disagree with that. I disagree. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is the hardest job? Maybe you've had it or somebody you know. I want to kick things off with Lacey. She called into the Joe and Alex Show. Lacey, I think yours is going to get a lot of mixed reaction. What do you think is the hardest job or the toughest?
Well, let me just start with, in this job, there were no bathroom breaks. There was no paid vacation or paid sick time. And the boss is always with you. Always on call. And it's a stay-at-home mom.
Wow. That is one of the hardest jobs and no money involved.
Wait a minute. Yeah, but like you also get to like not work.
Oh my gosh, I literally cannot, Joe. You need to he's
doing that on purpose.
Your mouth right
Alex,
now.
Alex, you can go ahead and hit him for me there.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
No, because she's already throwing Rice Krispies at me. No, okay, but Lacey, like what would you say to somebody that says like, okay, like that's just like your job. That's not really like that's your responsibility. That's not really a tough job. That's just like what you're supposed to do.
Right, and that's for every parent. That's for every working parent and stay-at-home parent. But this is that you are with them 24/7. There is no break time. If you are a parent and you get to work outside of the house, you get bathroom breaks, you get lunch breaks, you know, you get time away.
Yeah.
When you're a stay-at-home mom, there is no downtime, and you don't even have time to get dressed. I mean, you look homeless all day because you just, there's no time for yourself.
My mom used to take me into the bathroom with her.
And whether you want to or not, it is an open door policy because there are hands underneath the door, they are busting in, and there's no privacy.
All right.
What do you think about the tweet that says that people that scrub toilets work harder than billionaires? Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, the grind is the same, right? I mean, you're getting your hands dirty. But working is working. It's all hard, whether you're staying at home, whether, you know, regardless, working is working. It's hard work, and it's just something we do. But, you know, you just got to have the best mindset you can have possible and just go with it.
Hey, thank you, Lacey, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. On our Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, we got Kelsey say, try being a pharmacy technician. It is so hard to be that.
I bet all that schooling, remembering all the different side effects, what can mix together, what can't, all that, I could not imagine.
I'd be killing people.
People get so angry when it comes like picking up their prescriptions and like pharmacies. Yeah. Like that's just, that would be tough.
And God love them because I got a few in my family, but old people, am I right?
What about them?
Hey, why does this medicine do?
Oh, right now, old people.
I want my Metamucil, and you guys don't have Metamucil.
You're making me sad.
With the Sunday through Saturday pill slots?
Yes.
Wait a minute, you don't have any new ones.
Oh.
I was going to get this for Harold. He was going to love it.
Faith, what do you think's the toughest job?
I would definitely have to say a server or working in a restaurant. There are no bathroom breaks. You can't, you know, cuss out the people that you really, really get on your nerves. Mm-hmm. I've held my pee for like 8 hours straight. Don't get no breaks sometimes.
Right, but technically you can't cuss out the people that you really want to cuss out at an office either. Like,
yeah,
it's not like
no
if you
job.
Hate a coworker, you hate your boss, and like they're really mean, you can't cuss them out either because it's like a job. It's a professional setting.
Hey, Liv.
Beep, 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 yeah. Beep.
Okay, very true. Very true.
Well, at our job, we say some things that are not the most pleasant, but all right, I never thought about being a server or a waiter. That's got to be up there. Pork chop, you did it for a long time. Was it? You agree?
Yeah, it can actually be.
What job
really
was harder,
hard.
This one or waiting tables for you?
Ooh. Probably serving.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's shocking.
Then we need to give you more work. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Joe. Who's this?
Hey, this is Willie.
Willie, what job did you have? You think it's kind of hard?
I think the hardest job, in my opinion, is a public school teacher.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, that's a top one for sure.
And underpaid.
Oh, yeah. You got to deal with them horrible students. You got to deal with their horrible parents. You got to deal with difficult faculty. I mean, this is a horrible job all around nowadays.
And you don't get paid, man. Teachers are so underpaid. And then on top of not having any money, you're not even supplied with the proper stuff. A lot of these teachers go out and buy tissues for their class and supplies and pencils. It's a thankless job.
Go ahead.
My mom's a teacher, and she's saying nowadays you always got to watch out for parents and kids that are trying to sue you. So, like,
if
my mom says the wrong thing in the classroom, the kid can go home and complain and boom, sue.
Well, and also I've got friends that work in inner city schools especially, and some of those kids, you know, they're going through some really difficult stuff at home. It's causing behavioral issues and stuff. And my friend said, like, if she's getting smacked across the face and all this, a lot of times she cannot say anything. They're told to, like, clam their body up and just stand there and take it as these
what?
Kids, like,
no
you know,
way.
Hit on them.
That's
yeah.
crazy. My sister.
They can't hit back or anything.
My sister is a behavioral disorder teacher, so she works with kids who are put in a class who struggle with behavioral disorders.
And what does she say about it?
And they restrain them.
Sorry.
They have a blue room that they put them in. It's a blue padded room. And in the state of Kentucky, where she lives, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's weird. I get stuck in those rooms.
Yeah, you've been there for different reasons. If a kid punches or kicks me, I'm going to kick him right in the butt. I swear, I'm not going to put up with that crap. I'm going to give him a pimp smack. Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll wrap up with you. This is a good one. I'm surprised we didn't get more calls on this. What do you think is one of the toughest jobs?
Anyone who works in the healthcare profession, whether it be a CNA, whether it be an LPN, whether it be a nurse, anybody, especially those who work with the elderly. I was a CNA for over 19 years, and I can tell you my patience level has gone completely down. I'm a mom of three, and not even my kids have pushed my buttons as bad as they did.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
I could never do that. I always tell people, like my nurses and doctors and stuff, I could never do what you do.
No.
I don't, first of all, have the stomach for it.
I don't have the stomach for it. And anytime anyone's a nurse, I thank them because I don't think they get the credit that they deserve at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wanted to be a nurse for a very long time, went to school, dropped out in the middle of nursing school because of the fact that I had been a CNA for so long. I was like, I can't take it no more. I just can't.
Hey.
I totally switched careers.
Wow. Thank you, Anna, for calling in. I feel bad, too. When I had my hip replaced, I had hip surgery. I feel bad for the nurses that had to give me a sponge bath. I'm sorry about...
I thought that was your wife.
Well, she had to do it, too.